liked it. He liked talking baseball.
Wow. All right, so let's start Fun with Real Audio off with this. Now, for the last 2 weeks, it all ended this past Monday, but for the last 2 weeks, every time that I would come home to my house at 7:15, I would walk in, I would look at the TV, and there would be one thing on.
Tennis.
No, oh. Not vivid. Tennis. Because my
wife... Those were the old days.
Yeah, that's when I lived alone.
And you had the card.
Oh, you had the card.
My wife is a tennis junkie. From 7 p.m. until midnight, every single night, the U.S. Open would be on. So the first night, we're sitting there watching it. Now, the ESPN2, tennis had been relegated to ESPN2, the U.S. Open. It used to be on USA before, like, the quarters and semis. But now, ESPN bought the rights, and they ran it on ESPN2. So I don't know what, if there was a lot of advertising being sold those first couple of rounds, like the first and second round, when they would show big names playing nobodies. You know, it'd be like the Cowboys playing a high school team or something. I mean, you knew who was going to win. There was no upsets. So it was probably tough to sell advertising. Well, we're sitting there on the first day of the tournament, sitting there watching it with her, and this commercial came on. And it took about 10 seconds before I turned to her and she turns to me, and we both have the what the F are we watching look on our face. Come to find out, this thing ran about 50 times the next 3 days. And we thought it was a bit. You guys may have seen this. I had never seen this, and I certainly have never heard of this product. But you tell me if this is a great way, and I'm going to let you watch this commercial, Mike.
Okay.
If this is a great way to prove what a solid patriot you are. Oh, I need this.
Oh, my God.
Come on!
We'll just take a second, settle down.
And
change has come to America. Our moment is now. Yes, we can.
To commemorate the inauguration of our 44th president with a well-known American icon, introducing... Chia Obama. This Chia Obama is a special edition and a collector's item. Just spread the seeds, water, and watch it grow. Your Chia...
Okay.
Wow.
Have you heard of this?
No. I mean, I've heard of Chia Pet, but not Chia Obama.
Look at this, Mike. Okay, so Mike's looking at the actual commercial. It's a bust of Obama. It doesn't even look like him, first off. Looks like an old... I don't even know. But the Chia part of it...
So Obama's going to grow a big green afro.
Yes. Yes.
And looks like...
A huge green grass afro.
Yes. The bust has that on his head, the sprouting green afro.
Looks like Link from the Mod Squad.
Yeah, it is absolutely...
Are you sure this is not a bit of some kind?
It ran at least 50 times.
And they give you a phone number and everything?
Yeah, now the best part is if you go back and start it over, because listen to... What do you think they're talking about here until they get to...
Chia.
Oh, boy.
Change has come to America. Our moment is now. Yes, we can.
To commemorate the inauguration of our 44th president with a well-known American icon, introducing...
Chia.
Chia Obama. This Chia Obama is a special edition and a collector's item. Just spread the seeds, water, and watch it grow. Your Chia Obama is a symbol of liberty, opportunity, prosperity, and hope.
Really? Liberty, opportunity, prosperity, and hope?
And hope. Don't leave hope out.
I especially like the sprouting afro as it grows.
Yeah, they do it in
those,
like,
little sequences.
They do it in quick time. So if you buy a Chia Pet version of your president, it's a symbol of liberty, opportunity, prosperity, and hope.
Visit ChiaObama.com. Order from home. Send one to a friend.
Why? What a great gift.
Thanks, friend.
Chia Obama makes the statement, "I'm proud to be an American."
That's like...
No, it doesn't.
That's like something my mother would get me for my birthday or something.
Does it make the statement, "I'm proud to be an American"?
No. It makes the statement that it can grow green hair on the president.
This is the craziest
Display
thing I've ever
seen.
Display
it on your desk, in your home, at your school. Show pride and support with Chia Obama. Order now. Go to ChiaObama.com.
How amazing is that?
This is why the terrorists hate us.
Yes!
Is for Chia Obama.
I'm feeling slighted. Why wasn't there a Chia Bush?
Oh. What?
I don't know.
For Bush. George Bush.
Yeah, we know who he is, Ty. You know what? Stay out of this, Ty.
Just wondering.
God, but we were like, this is an SNL bit.
This is real.
He ought to be able to get this stopped.
Now, you know what? I was going to write some letters
to Congress.
The hell?
Stop that guy.
What's going on?
Somebody came up here and just started slinging stuff off of our table.
Dude,
we
just
have never
walked,
had anything
just
like that
walked over
before.
Here and started throwing stuff.
Yeah, started picking stuff up off the table and throwing it around.
Why?
And then just wandered out.
I don't know. I have no idea. Mr. Irwin's going to run him down and get to the bottom of this.
Find out what his problem was.
We have a really big crowd here, like just standing here watching, and a guy walked up. Well, he's lucky he didn't throw Mr. Blackberry around.
That is one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to us.
Is it scary?
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Only at the ticket.
You guys would have kicked his ass, right?
I don't know. He was deranged or some such.
Boy, that was weird. And he had flowers.
Yeah, he was carrying flowers.
He was going to offer, like, his wife a peace offering or something.
Right. That might be one of those guys, I've had it.
That's it.
Yep.
You know what? Chia Obama put me over the edge.
Yeah. You know, first it was the hammer, now it's Chia Obama, and I just can't take it anymore, guys.
The way y'all done the hammer?
Yeah.
Now Obama with the Chia head, I don't
You hate
it.
The Cowboys, and...
Now the president.
You only talk bad about them, and the new stadium and everything, and now you talk about the president. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, boy. All right, let's move
on.
I
hope you learned your lesson.
We did. Let's move on.
Yes, we've learned a valuable lesson.
Let's flash back to last week after week one of the college football season. Not enough has been made of this.
No.
I've got to go to the bathroom.
No, you don't either. You stay right there. So we're broadcasting. We're broadcasting live and rodcasting from Primo's in Garland. Now, I guess that area over there, we couldn't set up a very good return, meaning that we couldn't hear anything that was going on back at the station, which is a shame. It just was real scratchy because we played a cut from the Oregon coach, Chip Kelly. Is that right?
Yes.
And it was the day after LeGarrette Blount, their running back, threw the punch against Boise State. And it was the biggest story of the day. And there was no doubt about it. We spent
right.
a couple of segments on it. I mean, it was a huge story.
It's the first really big story of the new college football season. They play that game, and everybody's watching it, and at the end of it, that happens. So
right.
everybody's talking about
and
it.
And everybody is familiar, that day at least, with the name LeGarrette Blount.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Except the producer of the number one sports talk show in the great Southwest. So we play this cut from Chip Kelly. And he's explaining why he suspended LeGarrette Blount for the year. Because that story just broke, I think, during that segment.
Yes.
So Ty had some audio, and Ty says, hey, I got the coach. So you listen to the audio for yourself. This is Chip Kelly commenting on LeGarrette Blount, and then we'll get Danny's take on it.
LeGarrette Blount will still be on our team. LeGarrette Blount will just not play for us on Saturdays. LeGarrette Blount needs this football program. He needs structure. I think he's taking this very hard, and he understands that he made a mistake and that he has to pay for that mistake. But we're not going to throw LeGarrette Blount out on the street. I love LeGarrette Blount. And what I told LeGarrette when we met together was that I don't want people to see the LeGarrette Blount that they saw last night. That's not him. And that moment last night will not define him as a person.
Saying that okay, you just can't pause do that. It there. That's not representative. So, there. Clearly, he's upset that LeGarrette Blount did all that. Now,
right.
we couldn't hear a word of it in our headset. And so, that was me right there asking Danny, what did he say? We couldn't hear anything. And so, this was Danny's explanation of what Chip Kelly had just said. Senator, what Oregon football is all about?
They're standing by him, it sounds like. And this can be a learning experience for him. And this isn't the Garrett Blunt that we know. And he kept referring to him as the Garrett Blunt.
I believe that's Garrett.
Luck Garrett. That's his name.
Sounded like he was saying the.
So there it is.
Way to be up on the stories there.
Did it not sound like he was saying the Garrett? I didn't hear an L any time.
Why would he say 20 times the Garrett Blunt?
I don't know. Look, I don't know anything about sports, all right?
It was the story of anywhere you clicked on news, sports, whatever. LeGarrette Blount was plastered everywhere.
Yes, this transcended sports.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing. I'm glad you did it.
LeGarrette Blount.
But Paul,
what we want is more of those kinds of things.
Oh, trust me, they're in store.
That's your version of the huh?
Right?
What? All right, let's get to this Emmitt Smith audio real quick. Emmitt Smith was on with this guy from NFL.com asking him about the new stadium. Okay? Now, Emmitt, of course, is a big part of the Cowboys, and this guy thought, well, let's get Emmitt Smith on. He's been to the stadium, obviously, and let's ask him a few questions about what the stadium is like. Now, Emmitt had very little interest in describing the stadium because he was being paid by a sponsor to be on with this guy. This guy wanted to know about the stadium, but Emmitt, listen to how he just takes the reins and runs in a completely different direction.
I'm pleased to be joined by the future Hall of Famer. And Emmitt, they say everything's bigger in Texas, and that includes Jerry Jones' new stadium. What do you think of the new place?
I think the new stadium is absolutely stunning. And for fans who are going to the ball game, they have an opportunity now to tailgate at a brand new stadium and smoke it up and serenade the whole stadium itself. To me, tailgating is a part of game day experience.
Pause it.
And what we're...
What? To what? Serenade the whole stadium?
And smoke it up?
Yeah.
With cigarette?
Look, he's already... He didn't know where he was going.
It sounds like he's high.
But you can already tell that he has moved on from the stadium to tailgating. Okay?
All right.
And so this is where he eventually heads.
Found is that 42% of the people prefer pork over the other meat. And at tailgate parties, I can understand why, because pork is easy, it's easy to cook, it's simple, and it's affordable. And so going to game day stadium, look for everybody out there to be tailgating, to be using some type of pork meat on their grill.
All right, right there.
What?
Are you kidding me? Going to game day tailgating... Or
Game Day Stadium.
Game Day Stadium. That's the name.
That's the name of the stadium now?
Yeah, they renamed it Game Day Stadium.
And they'll have some kind of pork meat on their grills.
He has lost his mind.
Seriously.
There must be some weird chemical in that stuff he puts on his beard.
That guy was hired by ESPN, too.
And fired by them.
I mean, what were they thinking?
Well, obviously, he's being paid by pork to get pork in there in some way. And he did it, man. He did it.
And he didn't even wait. Surely the guy knew.
Must have known.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's that guy's job. You know how we'll have somebody on from the American Diabetes Association? You know, we'll have Clint Sterner on to talk about that, and he'll talk about it for the first 30 seconds, and then you ask him about it, and then you move on.
Right. These guys come on here, you get that out of the way first, you let them promote whatever they're going to promote, and then you talk to them about whatever you want to talk to
and
them
Emmitt's
about.
Emmitt's
how it's done.
Emmitt's done that a billion times, and he didn't even wait. That's right. The stadium's great, and 42% of people like pork over the other meat.
And they like to tailgate, too.
Right.
Here at Game Day Stadium.
One of these bad things.
We're going to smoke them up and serenade the place with pork.
Mikey Crabtree.
This has been one of the more confusing fun with real audios.
Yeah, I know. And it gets even more confusing.
We don't have any time.
We don't?
It's 5:33.
Oh.
All right, we'll save that for next week.
All right.
That'll hold.
Yeah, we don't have time, honey.
Yeah, honey.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right, it is 5:33. Let's get back into a little bit of Rangers baseball next.